Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Veg Grower Supporters Club podcast. I hope you've all had a wonderful Easter weekend. I know we've got one more day of it, but it has been beautiful weather. It's meant to rain tomorrow, but so far this weekend, the weather has been beautiful. Managed to get out a lot and do a lot of gardening. Now, we do have just about, at the time of recording, it's 10 to 10 on the Sunday night. In about 2 hours and 10 minutes time, the end of the competition for the tickets to win, for the chance to win tickets to Gardeners World Spring Fair closes. So if you haven't entered yet and you hear this in time, then please do enter before then. Now, this weekend, I have really been so busy. I've tackled quite a few tasks in my garden. Of course, you'll hear more about this on Monday's podcast. But Friday, I actually ended up spending time in the home garden. I did say I was going to go to the allotment on Friday, But I ended up spending it at home, just convenience more than anything. First of all, I went to a place on Facebook Marketplace and collected some glass that was being given away for the greenhouse. I then came home and I have set up the straw bale garden. This is something I'm practicing or trying out this year. It's going to be quite fun. I've got four straw bales. We will add one more straw bale, but it's making an interesting effect in the garden. I'll say no more than that. I've also gone around feeding a lot of my plants in pots with bone meal. Now, bone meal is a nice slow-release fertiliser, and I wanted to add it to particularly my fruit trees and bushes, especially out in the front of a garden, just to give them a bit of nutrients, a bit of feed to keep them going throughout this year. And being a slow feed, it will do them the world of good. I've also potted up some of our tomatoes, pricked out more brassicas, and I also went to a garden centre and I ended up buying myself a small perennial spade. Now, this was a bit, I've seen this a few times actually, and I've been quite intrigued by this, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to get one. A perennial spade, it's got a bit more of a point to it as compared to a traditional spade. And that means if you are trying to dig out something with hard roots, it should in theory cut through roots a little bit faster and quicker or easier. Whether it works or not is something I'm going to find out, but I think it will. I really do think it will. Now, Saturday, I headed to the allotment and I took down the glass for the greenhouse. This is for Tim's greenhouse, of course, the newer greenhouse. My granddad's greenhouse is up and running and complete. We've just got to get some plants in there, which with all the tomato plants I've got, I should probably get going pretty soon. But yeah, I was going to do twin wall polycarbonate on this greenhouse, but I managed to get hold of some more glass panels, which I've fitted, and it's not quite completed the greenhouse, but it's got to the point that it means I will need to spend less money on either twin wall polycarbonate or glass in the future. So, and it's getting nearer and nearer to being complete. I found a few more people giving away glass on Facebook, so I might add a bit more if they all fit. The trouble is with Tim's greenhouse is it's some funny sizes. Now, after that, I also mowed the grass areas after having a bit of a tidy up, clearing away some of the broken glass. Mowed the grass areas and used the grass as a mulch for my onions. I then built a new bed. And this is just in front of the greenhouses now. And this is an area that was grass. And I don't know why I kept it as grass. I think it was just a case of trying to tackle it bit by bit. But I've built a new bed. Well, I've built three sides of a bed, I'll say. The fourth side was a bit of a problem, but more on that later. And that just meant in that bed, I could then plant out the last of the potatoes. Potatoes are great because they're going to work at breaking down that ground and making it a lot easier for me moving forward. Now, I should add that when I first got to the allotment, my neighbour popped along and gave me some onion seedlings. He'd planted his lot out, had some left over and asked if I wanted them, which I took them and I've planted those out. I do actually have plenty of onion seedlings to go down or to be planted out. I was just waiting for them to be a little bit bigger and stronger before they go out. But we'll see if these ones survive. If they do, then I will add my own seedlings to it too. Now, I think that's everything from Lee Lomond I can think of. We harvested some rhubarb and some other bits, and we're seeing asparagus show itself. So spring is definitely here. Rhubarb, absolutely delicious, I've got to say. Now, today, I actually sowed some cucumber seeds, and I thought I'd take this opportunity to talk about how to grow the cucumbers from seed, because these are the seeds, of course, from this week's gift starter pack. Now, usually the first step is to choose your right variety of cucumber seeds, because there are many different types of cucumbers, including slicing, pickling, and burpless varieties. The variety that I've chosen is Beth Alpha F1, which is a pretty reliable and decent cropper of decent cucumbers. But I do like to grow a few other cucumbers, so I've actually ended up sowing about four different varieties of cucumbers. After that, it's time to prepare the soil that these are going to grow in. Well, it's cucumbers thrive in well-draining, fertile soil with a pH between 6 and 7. And now you can improve the soil, of course, by adding plenty of compost or well-rotted manure before planting. And then we just sow the seeds while we're preparing the soil. Now, I like to start them off indoors, and I've actually done them into plug plants of seed-sowing compost with a bit of perlite added in. And then I've just taken those seeds and I've pushed them in to about a centimetre deep. Now, it will take about 4 weeks before they are ready to go out, so that should just be a right to go outside. Cucumbers can actually grow outside. Some will grow in a greenhouse, but some will grow outside as well. And if you are growing outside, you do need the ridge varieties, really. Anyway, these cucumbers are now sown, and we will keep them moist and warm until they germinate, and they're in the kitchen at the moment. Once they've germinated and start to be showing themselves to be grown, we'll be potting them up into our compost and keep them potted up until the soil outside is warmed up to about 15 degrees C. And it needs to be a constant 15 degrees C or higher. So, you know, we're looking probably mid-May before they go outside. In the greenhouse, probably a bit earlier. Then we're going to plant them out. And you want to give them about 30 centimetres between each plant if you are doing them in rows. Cucumbers are very heavy feeders, so add plenty of feed when it does come to planting them. And also fertilise them regularly with a balanced fertiliser. When they start to flower, that's when I like to use a tomato feed as well, just to help them grow and produce decent fruits. Do want to water the plants quite deeply and regularly, especially when the weather gets hot and dry. Now, most varieties now are female-only varieties. You used to have male flowers, and that used to leave bitter-tasting cucumbers. But pretty much they are very unknown these days, so you will be okay with that. Now, to get the best yields, of course, it is important to trellis or stake the plants so they have something to climb up and to keep themselves safe, tall and straight. It also helps to keep the fruit off the ground and improves air circulation to prevent diseases. Now, pests and diseases. Cucumbers don't really suffer from many pests or diseases, but they do suffer from powdery mildew and downy mildew from time to time. So regularly inspect your plants and just keep an eye on it. One more thing I do want to add. Many people will grow tomatoes and greenhouses in the same greenhouse. Tomato and cucumbers in the same greenhouse. Tomatoes and cucumbers actually need different growing conditions. Cucumbers prefer in a much more humid environment. So if you can, grow them separately, if you can. Well, that is it for today's episode of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back again on Thursday with another one for you guys, in which we'll be sowing more seeds. What it is yet, I don't know. But until then, please take care.